Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer, and because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Yeah. Now. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
What's happening? Welcome back. Hope you had a great weekend. Hopefully you got at least a day off. We are back. We are ready. We're excited. Morning, studio.
Morning.
It's summertime now officially, right?
Oh, yes.
It's like, I mean, that doesn't feel any different, but it is summertime. And so with summer, all the big blockbusters are coming out. What's the airplane movie called?
Top Gun.
Tom Gun came out.
The airplane movie.
I didn't give a crap. Whatever. Tom Cruise is weird to me.
He is very
weird. It's hard
weird.
For me to like any Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, you have to block that out for Top Gun.
I probably will. Yeah. But I did not watch it. But Mike D is our movie guy. And so, Mike, tell everybody what you bought for the summer.
It's a summer pass to a movie theater subscription.
So that means what?
$20 a month, I can go see as many movies as I want.
Oh, not bad.
That's awesome.
That saves so much money. It's so expensive, and he loves going.
But how many movies are you going to in a month?
I probably go to like 4 or 5.
You get popcorn or anything with that?
No, nah, just straight movie.
How much does it cost for a movie ticket now?
Probably like $13-14.
So if you go to 2, you made your money back.
Yeah, easy.
But you're going to go to 2 movies a month?
Easily. Woo, do a movie podcast.
He's Movie Mike.
Yeah, I guess. But you'd have probably done that anyway.
Yeah, I would have.
He knows he's not off for the summer, right? Like, we still work. It's not like school.
I think he does this anyway. Okay. Oh, yeah, you know we're... Yeah, that's a good point.
We're still
it's
working.
Not summer vacation. So you have your list of what?
Top 5 movies I'm anticipating this summer.
Are they all blockbusters?
Yes, big movies.
All right, number 5, Mike D.
Jurassic World Dominion. It's the final in this trilogy, but all the original people from the first one are coming back.
Dominion?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It's just the name of the movie.
Okay. So all the people, is Goldblum going to be there?
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum, Sam Neill, and Laura Dern.
I just have never cared. I saw the first one. I thought it was fine back in the day, but I just haven't watched any of the other ones.
They're good. They're fun.
Really? Yeah. I don't really care enough. All right, next one.
Lightyear.
Is that Buzz?
It's like the original story of how the real person who inspired the toy.
There's a human?
Yeah, well...
Oh, it's a cartoon.
Cartoon, so it's a fictional person, but this would have been the movie that Andy would have seen that would have inspired him to buy the Buzz Lightyear toy.
Okay, number 3.
It is Elvis.
Oh, yeah, that one I would go see.
Looks so good.
I've been
seeing
great reviews about it. Some of his family have said that they really kind of captured who he was.
Apparently, he got a 10-minute standing ovation at the end of some film festival, but every year it's like, they stood up for 8 minutes, 72 minutes. I think they just do that crap.
See how long they can stand up?
Yeah, I think it's like, all right, everybody stand up. Let's just clap till we're tired. That looks good.
Yeah, that comes out on June 24th.
Yes. Is it on streaming services at all or just theaters?
These are all theaters.
I got to give me a subscription, dang it. All right, number 2.
It is a movie called Nope from director Jordan Peele. He did Us.
Nope.
Nope.
As in no?
but Nope.
Yeah, Nope.
Scary?
Yeah, it's like a modern horror movie. He's the guy who did Get Out and Us.
I liked his movies, and I don't like scary movies, but I like those two.
Yeah, they're like psychological thrillers. So this is the kind of horror movie I'm really into right now, and this is looking like it to be really good.
Ask me if I'm going to watch it in the theater.
You watching the theater?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
What's it about, though? Do you know?
It's about basically aliens coming down and taking over like this California ranch.
I thought it was about every girl that I asked to date, ages 15 to 26. It's not that?
Not that.
Okay. So aliens come down at a ranch?
Yeah.
I like that.
It comes out on July 22nd.
All right. And the number one movie, Movie Mike's anticipating this summer.
Well, Marvel movies are my favorite, and Thor: Love and Thunder comes out on July 8th, and I think this is going to be one of the best Marvel movies probably in the last 5 years.
Thor, I'm kind of lukewarm on the character.
I think he's very underrated.
I liked the first one pretty good. I kind of got bored with him. I liked Fat Thor.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
Fat Thor is awesome. They should do that movie.
Fat Lazy Thor.
Yeah, Fat Thor on coming at you August 3rd. So he's not Fat Thor anymore.
No, he gets ripped up for this one.
He's ripped up for all of them.
But I mean, like in the movie, you see him go from that transformation from Fat Thor.
Oh, he is Fat Thor in the movie.
Yeah, he starts.
I'm in.
As
Fat Thor. Sign me up. I'll leave when he's normal, but I'm in for the first fat part. All right, Mike, appreciate that.
Yeah,
there he is, Movie Mike, and you can check out Movie Mike's podcast, which is called Movie Mike's Movie Podcast.
That is it.
All right, Mike, appreciate that. What's up, everybody? Hope you had some time off. Hope you had a nice 3-day weekend. It's now time to go over and open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a question. Would you let your teenagers play beer pong if the cups were filled with water? I'm asking because I did so and posted a picture of it on Facebook. And now everyone's either laughing about it or telling me I'm setting a bad example for my kids. This weekend, I was trying to keep them occupied. Thought it'd be fun. They had a great time. They loved it. They didn't even know it was a drinking game. So was I wrong or was I right to let them play beer pong but with water? Signed, Pong and Dad. Okay, you're laughing hard. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You know, as long as they're not drinking it's a drinking game, but it's also just a game. I play quarters with my kids, you know, where you slide the shot glass and then you try to bounce the quarter on the table.
Yeah.
They love it. But we're not drinking if you make it.
That's so funny using shot glasses, though.
Totally.
That's
great.
That's even more elevated than this.
I agree.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. If they did make the quarter or whatever, and I was like, oh, take the cranberry juice, shoot.
Did you make them shoot cranberry juice?
No, that would be wrong.
Why would that be wrong?
That'd be hilarious.
Because then I'm teaching them the drinking game.
The drinking
just,
part of
right.
Okay. Well, I'm not even saying that's wrong. That would just be, again, even elevated more.
Yes.
Otherwise, listen, to Pong Dad, you're just playing a bouncy ball game with cups of water.
Water pong.
Correct.
That's it. The bouncy ball game's been happening forever. Bozo had the grand prize game. They're bouncy. There's also pong. You're doing nothing wrong. If there was beer in one of the cups. Or if your side had beer and there's you're good. There's nothing here in any way that is setting a bad example for your kids. You're bouncing a ball on a table into cups. The end. It doesn't have to be beer pong. I think before it's beer pong, it's just bouncy the cup game.
Hey, if anything, you're getting them ready for college, right? They're going to be really good when they go.
We're not going down. Yeah. Yeah. Lunchbox.
Listen, it's a game. Who cares? You're drinking water. It doesn't matter. And don't listen to people on Facebook. People on Facebook are idiots. It's just a game.
I agree with you on that. Not the game, the Facebook idiot part.
Yeah.
Goodness.
I agree completely. All right, Amy, you have a problem with it?
No, we'd call it water pong. It's fine.
Yeah.
Gatorade pong, fill it up with whatever you want pong.
Drinking pong, yeah. There you go. You did nothing wrong. Your friends are idiots because they are
on Facebook.
That's right. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, prepare to have your mind blown right now. Because I didn't know this, and I've been using my nose my whole life.
Okay?
Who else has used their nose their whole life?
Me.
Yeah, classic, right? So, nostrils switch on and off every 3 to 4 hours, so only really one works at a time.
What?
So when you're just breathing normally, you're not ripping through both of them. Now, if you start to think about it, you're probably doing it. But if you're just chilling, and your breathing's happening all on the subconscious level, you're picking one nostril. So one is always smelling and breathing while the other nostril closes down and rests.
Tell me that ain't some crazy stuff.
It takes a nap?
Why have I never heard of this?
I don't know that it comes up in a lot of parties.
Now it is.
Yeah, but isn't that why? I mean, and I can see that. I think I'm pretty left nostril dominant now that I think about it. I'm left-handed. I'm like,
so if you're left-handed, you're left
well,
nostril.
Well, no, not always, but I feel my left nostril is a little tired. Maybe it's just been going the last few hours. But I thought that, boom, mind blown. You want another mind blown?
Yes. Yep.
One of my hobbies, by the way, I don't have a lot of hobbies, but one of them is trying to race the GPS. Meaning, when I set it, and I'm like, I got to get to this place, if it says I'm going to get there at 6:53, you better dang believe I want to get there at 6:52 or earlier.
I love it.
I'm trying to race the GPS. I'm not driving recklessly, but I'm being very efficient, and my goal is to beat that time. And if I'm going on a long trip, 3 or 4 hours, oh, man, I'm beat it by 30 minutes. Like, the goal at a gas station.
Stopping for something?
At a gas station, like a, it's like a pit stop at NASCAR track. Yes. So I started to research, if I go faster, does that actually, like, how fast do I have to go for how long? So traffic experts say that speeding doesn't actually save you a ton of time. For instance, a 5 mile drive, you save only 43 seconds by going 10 miles an hour over.
Wow.
And that's a
ticket. It?
Yeah, and that's a ticket. You'll get a ticket for that. So you're saving less than a minute. On a 10-mile trip, you'll save a minute and 26 seconds by going 10 over, basically. So when you start to lay out these...
Well, sometimes coming to this job, I need that 40 seconds.
Do you ever get near the traffic light and you're like, I'm close. Oh, no, no.
Yes.
I've run them.
You've run the light to get here on time?
Yeah, because no absolutely. One's on
the road. I'll pull up. Look at it. All right.
Yeah.
Not because you're impatient, because you don't want to be late.
Because I don't want to be late.
Yeah.
Bones, I've thought about ditching the car and just running to work. Like, right there at that light.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Linda is a school bus driver in Bryan, Ohio, and she did not expect this to happen, man. But she's driving the bus, and she's got all the kids in there. And she starts smelling a weird odor. And then on the dashboard, all the lights start coming on like, oh, warning, warning, warning. And I guess they had just taken off from the school. So there's a line of buses. Well, the bus driver in front looks, gets out the window, says, hey, there's smoke coming from the front of your bus. She's like, oh, my gosh. She finally sees the smoke. Yes, it's catching on fire. So she gets all the kids with the help of some of the older students. Let's get the kids all out. She pulls over. She gets them all out safely. They look back and the entire front of the bus is engulfed in flames. So just in time, she got all the kids out.
You know, there's something to say just for bus drivers in general. One, it's hard to drive a bus. Two, all those kids screaming at you.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Three, underappreciated.
We were not nice to our bus drivers.
Nobody was.
No.
It's kind of like a rite of passage. Like, maybe you're not mean to the bus driver, but you're just an idiot on the bus.
Yeah.
You're loud, you stand up, you switch seats.
It's just, and you outnumber the bus driver. Mm-hmm. And still,
remember the big mirror they had above them, and they would always look up in the big mirror, and they'd say, hey, you, get down. And I'd be like, oh, my bad, sit back
down.
Well,
we had cameras. They had a little box up there, and it said, you're being recorded. And then I found out one day there was actually no camera in there.
I knew it.
It's on. And I was never bad. But I was never good. That was the worst I got.
But if they were paper fights, did you participate?
Of course.
Of course.
It's America. shout out to her. Everybody's safe. That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jordan Davis.
You walked in bragging about a fish you just caught.
Yeah, I know.
No hello or anything. He just runs out with his phone.
I did say, what's up, gang?
All I saw was a phone coming at my face like, look what I caught.
I know, but it wasn't Percy. It wasn't here in Nashville, so nobody can get mad that I didn't text.
Tell us about the fish.
It was 9 pounds, 1 ounce.
Okay. Dang. What kind of fish?
It was bass.
Okay, because if you'd have said catfish, I'd have been like, that's not a big catfish.
See, that's
but yeah, you always have to say what the fish is. Because if you said 9-1, I was like, what's that? You say a trout. I'll be like, I don't believe you. That's too big for a trout.
Yeah.
That's my
personal best.
Look, Photoshop to me.
That's the first thing Bobby said. He's like, nah, it's too green behind it.
He can't give you the credit.
Hey, something was fishy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So did you post that on social media?
I haven't posted that one yet.
Are you going to, or are you just keeping that for yourself? You are?
No. I'm gonna show that one off.
All right. Jordan Davis is here. I want to walk through some of your number ones. Let's start with the last one. Here is By Dirt.
By Dirt, find the one you can't live without.
Did this song kind of change it for you? Because you had other number ones, but I feel like this one was just so substantial.
Yeah, I've never had a song react the way this one has. From live performances, you know, it's just a career-changing song, you know. And too, like, venues where there's more people showing up to shows now.
Yeah.
You can tell that, they really not too up on the older stuff, but By Dirt is what brought them there.
I want to ask a favor of you at some point when you're playing your own show. Just do it once for me.
Okay.
Start your set with By Dirt and then end your set with By Dirt. I'm not joking.
I could probably pull that up. Yeah.
people will love it.
Yeah.
But I, myself included, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Because even segments on this show, I'm like, I don't want to do it every hour. But people just love what they love.
Yeah.
If you'll just do it one time for me at some show.
Okay. I could do that. I could do that. And I'm going to let them know, like, this is for Bobby.
No, no, I don't do that because they'll boo you. Then they'll be like, boo. And then we'll just talk to you after that weekend.
Okay.
And I want to know how it felt to do a massive hit at the beginning and end of your set. And if it still felt when you did it at the end that they still cared as much. Like, just a science experiment.
Okay.
All right, so that's that. Here is Slow Dance in a Parking Lot, another number one. Parking just slow. Here is Take It From Me from 2019. And here is Singles You Up. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever so I'm looking at these. You have 2018, 2019, 2020. Ooh, big gap, 2021. And then you have 2022. Wow. That must have been a rough year for you.
That was, yeah, I think it was a rough year for all.
Yeah,
that's pretty true. That's pretty true. But we're here today to talk about your new song. So What My World Spins Around, that's the new single. Like, what the heck's up with this song?
Man, this is actually, speaking of 2021, we wrote this in 2021. And it just really a song. I think it's different for me. Like, I've never, I think sonically, like, you know, production-wise, it's something that I've never really done. But the lyric is one of my favorites. I wrote that with Ryan Hurd and Matt Dragstrom. And it's been one that just kind of hung around for a long time. I just love the message behind it. Another love song about the wife.
Will you, if you're writing with Ryan Hurd, who's also a great songwriter, but also an artist, like with hits himself, was that ever a conversation like, all right, who's going to get it? Ryan, you going to sing it or am I going to sing it?
It was up until we sang the demo that day. Because I was sitting there and Ryan would sing it and I'd be like, dang, this would be a really good Ryan Hurd song. And then it got time to sing the demo. And I was kind of like, well, I guess it's my song now.
Were you rooting for it to be a Ryan song or secretly? Like, how does that have? There's like have to be a conversation about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like at
like
one
pay
point,
the check, right? Who's paid the check? Yeah. I split the check.
I was kind of like, dude, is this your song? And he was like, no, this is yours.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
And then you like, well, why you don't want it? Because it sucks. That's what I would think. I'd be like, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, Ryan doesn't write a lot of bad songs, so I was kind of like, I mean, dude, if you're not going to do this, I'll do it.
That's
like,
cool.
So. Well, you mentioned your wife, so then is it boiled down to like, well, is this more like my wife or your wife?
I know. Who are we talking about here?
Right.
That's good.
But, I mean, it's, you know, I'm like, all those get pulled on, you know, anytime it's like, well, I'm going to reflect on like experiences I've had with my wife, try to throw it into this song. And I know Ryan probably does the same thing, but. But
my favorite line is, hey, Maren, I love you in this song.
Yeah.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jordan Davis.
I saw you were named LSU's Young Alumni of the Year.
Yeah.
Is that one? They won?
Yeah, I got it.
That's awesome.
When I got the phone call for it, I was kind of like, are y'all sure y'all are giving this to the right person? But it was cool. I mean, we got to go down to Baton Rouge, and they nominated four other people in like the Hall of Distinction, which was really cool. You know, got to give a speech, just go around the campus. Like, it's the first time I've been back on campus since being in school. So, yeah, it was kind of cool to be back and be a part of it. It's a huge honor. I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, because home is awesome. And the same for me. I know you and I have talked about this. I'm from Arkansas. You're from Louisiana. So that stuff is so important to us.
Yeah.
Even as things in our respective careers get weirder and cooler, still the most important things are like when home is like putting their arms around you still.
Yeah. And that's like, even my mom, I like that. Like, I've had a lot of amazing things happen in music, but you know, when mom says like, hey, I'm really proud of you for this. Like, this is special. You know, it just means a little bit more. And too, like, yeah, I mean, you love Arkansas just as much as I love LSU. So having them reach out and say, you know, hey, congratulations, we want to honor you on something, is pretty cool.
The dynamic at home, because I'll compare yours with mine, and my wife, she loves me because I'm funny, but she doesn't find me near as funny anymore because we're together all the time, and if I can get a laugh out of her, I'm like, wow, I must have really like achieved
really
a level. Yeah, because you're with someone, and she's funnier than I am, so it's hard to crack it, but when I do, I'm like so proud of myself.
Yeah.
As a singer, as a performer, as a songwriter, do you find it's harder with your wife to create something that she's like, wow, that's really good, because she's always been around what you do?
I think so. Like, the first weekend of Brooks and Dunn tour, all right, opening up for Brooks and Dunn, legendary, all right. I'm like, hey, baby, are you coming out for this first weekend of Brooks and Dunn? She's like, nah, I think I'm going to go visit my friend. I was like, babe, I'm opening for Brooks and Dunn. My Maria Ever heard
You're
that?
You're quoting songs
those
back
guys,
there. Yeah, yeah.
They sing that. And they're like, oh, I mean, I'll make one show eventually. And I'm driving a bus call. I'm like, what? Like, I would be, like, that's the first time I've gotten like kind of giddy over like going to bus call and being like, oh my gosh, dude, I get to open for Brooks and Dunn tomorrow night. And I was like, and my wife's just like, oh, cool. I'll see you on Monday.
But when she is impressed,
it's
awesome.
And LSU was at the Young Alumnus of the Year. I was like, babe, I'm young alum. And she was like, how? I was like, I don't know. I just rhyme some words, put some songs out. But no, I mean, you know, she was proud of that. I feel like, it is. It's tougher to get like a great reaction out of her because obviously Brooks and Dunn's not doing it. So,
you know, and they don't do it for me anymore either. I'll be honest, guys. Been there, done that.
Brooks and Dunn?
Been there, done that. That's pretty awesome, right? And I'm lucky enough to have a really strong relationship with Ronnie Dunn. And as a kid, never. I would never have in a million years imagined that I'd be friends with Ronnie.
Yeah.
But for you to go out and play in front of that crowd, I would imagine that for a minute it's tough to win that over. Not because you're not good, but because they didn't come to see you.
Right.
And they probably, some of that crowd's a little older.
Yeah.
Like, how hard is it to win over a crowd like that?
It took us, we're still messing with our set. You know, the first night we put a set list together, we went out there, collective walking off stage and, hey guys, that didn't work. That's not the right one. So we do and cover wise, like, we cover Brooks and Dunn songs, right? We can't cover that when
hilarious
you're
hilarious if you did it in front of them. No, oh, man. Sure.
But like, we cover some, you know, just like some older, you know, like we do Ricochet, Daddy's Money. Mm-hmm. Like, we cover that song.
That's a good one. That's a good one, though. She got a daddy's money. Her mama's good looks. More laugh than a stack of comic books.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Let's go. Bobby Bones version. I love
that. I haven't
that.
Thought. Is that, I messed up the lyric?
No, it's great.
Oh.
I just, you singing it. It's your version of it.
That means it wasn't that good, Eddie. I've just been insulting we'll that. Jordan Davis.
No, we do that one. We do, what else? We do, Amos Moses, the old Jerry Reed song, song about alligators.
But you don't do those now, or you do? I would think
we
if
do them for the Brooks and Dunn.
Got it. I would think if you sat in that, they'd love that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then we just kind of do. I do like more acoustic stuff, like, you know, try to just do singer songwriter stuff. But it's still fun. Like, I don't want to change it too much to be like, I'm not gonna fold into that crowd. I'd rather like still be who we are, do what I do, and you know, I mean, I feel like that's how I'm gonna put the best show on anyway.
It's always. I say always, we've done it once. Opening for like a major superstar, because we opened for Garth. It's, you know, that they've been waiting for months and months and months to see Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
You know, they hadn't just waited a couple weeks.
No. Like, that's a date circled.
Yeah. And like, you're just in between.
Yeah.
And so you're just trying not to annoy the people. That's what we felt like. We wanted to do a good job, but we wanted to like not annoy people, just be a slip and slide over to Garth, you know?
I mean, that's why we look at it with them. And we have an hour.
Wow.
Which I feel like is like a little long.
That's
I mean, obviously I'm not gonna go and be like, hey, I don't wanna play any longer. Like,
that's a long time
for an opener, that's a like 45 minutes, 35 minutes is the sweet spot. How long do y'all have?
Well, so the funny story is we were on stage beforehand and we were talking to Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, or as I call them, G&T, and Garth was like, hey, play as long as you want. And I was like, no, I think we're going to do like, because he said he could do like 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Initially, that's what they said. He goes, if you're feeling it, just keep playing. I don't care. I'm going to be here all night anyway. And I thought to myself, if we play more because we're feeling it, people are going to feel it less for us. So we played 35 and got off and felt great about that time.
That's the sweet spot.
Because
that's
we
the
played
sweet
Ricochet
spot.
Daddy's Money and we left and we got the crap out of there. But it's cool to like be a fan of country music and then play in front of like the reasons that you're even in country music.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sure for Brooks and Dunn that's pretty cool.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just every song is just a smash. And it's just, and you know Ronnie and I know Kix pretty well, and just two great guys, the band, the crew. And it's just so much easier whenever everybody out there is just really, really good human beings, and it just makes it great.
I wonder what that tour gift's going to be, the end of tour gift.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. We start building it up. Oh, it's probably going to be a plane.
I know, like, now it's like.
Oh, yeah. Do you have to get them one?
I will definitely get them something.
Because how do you get somebody the gift that has everything?
Yeah. Welcome to our world.
Something that they.
Yeah. That's what we deal with.
Now I have to get them something.
Yeah, now, because it's definitely been stated.
I don't know. I think, Kix is a golfer. I could go something golf with Kix. Why am I talking about this on the biggest radio show?
That's what we do. I saw on your Instagram there was a betting slip. I don't think it was legit because I looked at it and it said you bet $4,000.
Not true at all. Not true. And I said that before we posted it. I was like, somebody's going to think that I'm throwing around $4,000.
At first I thought, because I am a big DraftKings guy, and so I post my betting slip sometimes, but it ain't $4,000.
No.
And so I saw you post that, and I was like, buy dirt must be treating you good, buying a lot of dirt.
And that's the thing. It's like, we hid the release of the song in there. And so, like, all these people picked it up, and they were like, God, Jordan Davis is bragging that he's betting $4,000. I would never... Not that I don't think the Saints could win the Super Bowl, but I would not put $4,000 on the Saints to win the Super Bowl next year.
I just thought you were way richer than I thought, and no. I wish I wouldn't pay for your golf and food. That's what I thought. I was like, I'll never do that again if he's making
last
that kind of money.
Last time I'm getting a free round from
right
Bobby.
Yeah. Listen, man, I'm super pumped for you. I'm glad you have another song out. You have four number ones, and then the song you have that wasn't number one was also a big hit. Almost Maybe.
Almost Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, Ray, do you have that one?
I think it's like it got to five. Oh. But see, I think that was 2021, just a weird year.
And I think this song,
if it was
actually
a normal year, it
I
makes
agree.
It.
I think the song actually has more lasting power than Slow Dance in a Parking Lot.
Yep.
In that I think people remember this. It's quicker, it's hookier.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be one of those weird songs that wasn't number one, that'll be one of your big songs.
And it's great too, like, you know, the fans don't. You know,
yeah,
they
nobody
just
cares.
Know,
nobody knows.
They just know they like the song.
They and probably assume it was a number one.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, I heard this one on the radio. Like, this is one of my favorites.
Or they're like, this guy with the beard sucks. Where's Brooks and Dunn?
That's half of the crowd.
That could also happen, too. No, listen, man, you're just killing it. You got four number ones. Almost Maybes is a massive song. And then, you know, it's good to have pressure, meaning you have a little pressure on this because you have been performing. And I don't mean that in a way of like, oh boy, got pressure. It's like you've worked so hard to be in an uncomfortable place to have pressure on you because you are expected to perform. And congratulations.
That's
awesome.
Thank you. It's definitely, and by dirt, you know, and we talked about this playing golf. It was like the second I said, like, you know what, by dirt was my last song, the next song is the next song. Because for the longest time, every song got put up to that, and I was like, I'm never, like, it's not as good as By Dirt. And finally, one day, I was like, you know what? I can't think about that song anymore. Next single has to be the next single, and I just got to commit to it and go with it.
We would never get new songs after great songs if that were the case.
I know.
I mean, everybody would be like, well, crap, that's my kind of night. We can never make another one, you know? And then we have no more Luke Bryan songs.
I know.
So I'm glad that you got over that, and here we are. New song, new record, maybe end of the year, next year. What's the deal? I don't even care that much about records, but when's a collection of Jordan Davis songs come out?
I'm hoping by the end of the year. That's the plan right now.
Did you buy any dirt as a celebration?
I did not.
Literal dirt. See what you should have done.
Wait, I did.
Land?
The duck camp, yeah.
No. Go and buy literal, like to a dirt farm.
Oh.
And purchase dirt.
Like mulch. Huh.
Like.
Or you can
like
even mulch. Do mulch it. Yes. Even that.
Yes. Okay.
That should have been
if
the
mulch
video.
Counts, if
I should,
mulch
I should
counts.
Run your social media.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really going to buy some dirt, guys. You go in and you buy dirt.
If mulch counts, I bought dirt.
All right. Jordan Davis. Follow him on Instagram. Jordan Davis Official. He is the most successful alumnus of LSU in 2022.
Young alumnus, yes.
Which, by the way, I'll mention this before we go. What's interesting to me is that you obviously have been way into music, but you went to college not to do music, like environmental
science.
And you had a job in that.
Yeah.
Your job was what?
I was doing residential erosion control.
That's what he was doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, I could have used you just the other day. My neighbor and I, there's like a little bit of a discrepancy, and now we're having to split the bill. Because we were going to have to foot it, but something in between our houses is eroding, and they're saying it's coming off, the water's coming off of our thing, and it's our fault, but it's not. It's like technically maybe the builder.
Amy, I feel like you're hitting him up for an estimate or something.
I can,
right now.
If you need me to come, you know, I can.
Could you still?
Do not call me. But yeah, like that's what I was doing that until I told my boss at the time, I was like, hey, I want to go write songs in Nashville. He was like, hey, I didn't even know that you cared about writing music. And B, if you want to do that, you can keep his job until you move, but you can't keep doing what you're doing. So I went to the landscaping side. So I was the weed eater guy.
That's good.
Nice. Great, great weed eater guy.
I weed eated for years myself, did maintenance on a golf course. I was a great weed eater guy myself, but I hated that job because
terrible.
I was always covered in grass, stained. Everything was stained all the time.
Yep.
Every pair of glasses I had grass all in it. It was a terrible, terrible job.
But and you always smell grass.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just, it's always.
But a different kind of grass than like wet morning grass.
Right, right.
Like dirty, sweaty grass.
Dry, dead, yeah,
grass. Yeah,
hot,
yeah,
grass.
Yeah.
Hot grass.
You can tell a couple guys just worked fields over there. Yeah. Eddie comes in exhausted this morning. Your son is taking his final exams.
Yeah.
Are they called finals?
Finals time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's what grade?
He's in seventh grade, moving on to eighth.
How hard are the finals for seventh graders?
Oh my gosh, they're ridiculous. It's just hard. I mean, he has to, right now, last night we did social studies and science, and the memorization for social studies is crazy. He has to memorize every European country on the map.
How did you do with that?
Terrible. I mean.
But did you memorize it with him?
I tried to. So I kind of went old school. Like I was like, all right, you know what? It's easier for him to study if we do it as a group, almost like back in college. We get the coffee going, put some soft jams on, and then we're like, all right, let's do flashcards.
You put soft jams on a college?
You served your seventh grader coffee?
Go ahead. Oh, that's good. Interesting, too. Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, and then we just kind of did flashcards and studied and everything, and he is amazing at memorizing stuff. Me, I forgot it like 5 seconds after we said it.
After I had a few cigarettes, Eddie's son was like, I'm tired. I'm ready to go to bed.
Cigarette break.
Hey, so tell me something you learned from studying with him.
Fun fact,
Eddie is?
I learned that Germany is right next to Poland, and on the other side of Poland is Latvia. I didn't know that. I thought Latvia was Russia. I did not know.
In the area-ish, though.
Yeah, but it's still Europe.
Yeah.
So I didn't know all that. He could literally look at the empty map of Europe, and Europe has like 50 countries. Mm-hmm. Had no idea.
You know, France has 12 time zones.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Why do you know that?
I don't know. But it's crazy, right?
That is crazy.
Speaking of Europe. Amy, we're going to do the pile next. Eddie, good luck. Are you done?
Tonight? Oh, we're done. We're done. Okay. We're not doing this anymore. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I have some security measures you can take to protect yourself from the latest and most common scams.
Okay.
I feel like this is timely for me.
Yeah, I feel like you're just reading out loud what you should be reading in loud.
But you know what? If it's happening to me, it's happening to others.
Okay, go ahead.
So first and foremost, we need to just always be skeptical if a stranger calls you.
Well, yeah, duh.
No crap.
Hey, also, if a white van pulls up, you should always wonder, I don't know if this white van's for me offering me candy.
Secondly, enable a multi-factor authentication on all your accounts.
You almost got that.
What did I do wrong?
Say it again.
Multi-factor authentication.
There you go.
I know.
Why that's awesome is if someone logs in and knows your password, they cannot get in even with your password unless they have the code that's texted to you.
Yeah, but you know why? That's why I don't check our work email. It's every time I want to check my work email, it sends me a text to authenticate me, and then I have to enter that in. It's like, now people
this
just...
is why you get scammed.
I know.
She's like, I refuse to put a password other than A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's just against everything I stand for.
Okay, and then also don't give any personal or financial information upon unexpected requests. That should be done, but I've done that. Research companies before making a donation or purchase.
This is all normal stuff. Let me say this.
It's not, though, because I fall for it.
Yeah.
And then lastly, resist. This is important. Resist the pressure to act immediately. So... don't feel like if someone's at your door asking for money, you have to donate in that moment.
Has anything happened to your credit card since then?
Not yet. We're monitoring it.
Discovered it was a scam, yeah.
Don't click the picture because it's like, you know, in the email that says, hey, is this you? Like, don't act immediately. Pause.
The latest for you guys, if you're new, is Amy had someone come to her door, knock and say, hey, I'm just trying to get my record expunged. I was in jail and I found the Lord.
I was in jail for 9 years.
And Amy cried with him and then it was a scam. It was a scam. It was all a scam. And that's okay. You're growing from it. I will also say LifeLock by Norton is great, which I use. They call if anything's on the dark web. Lunchbox tried to get got by the work email. First, you got.
Yes, I've got in the past.
Because our work tries to sucker us into things.
Yeah, they try to get you to click on things, and then they're like, you idiot, why'd you click on that, you stupid loser?
Yeah.
And
I'm like, say that?
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
Yeah. And so then I got another one that says, click on this and win something for the weekend.
No way, right?
And
no
I'm
way.
Like, I ain't clicking on you.
You're too smart for that, buddy.
And then it emailed 2 hours later, here are our winners. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's real winners? Like, you can't do that. You set us up to fail,
yeah.
And then you send out something so no one's going to click on it, and then you actually have real winners. So they need to make up their mind. Are they giving stuff away and they want us to click on it or not? So they need to redo it or give everybody a prize because I didn't click because I didn't want to get scammed.
You're giving them the business right now too, aren't you?
So annoying.
Yeah, there he is. That's showbiz, baby. All right, Amy, what else you got?
Okay, I'm going to quiz you on your table manners.
Go ahead.
We'll see where you fall in when it comes to etiquette. Talking with your mouth full.
Nope.
Oh, cutting all of your food up at once.
I don't cut anything. I take a fork and I stick it right in the middle of the meat and I lift it up like a lollipop and my wife isn't humiliated when I do that.
That's not on here, but that's not good.
Yeah, I go, boom, and I lift it up.
You do
and I
not
eat
do that
I
in
swear.
Public.
Caveman style.
It depends. At home for sure, and depending on what, who we're with, will I do that? Yes. I'll go straight lollipop on a steak.
Eating before everyone has been served.
I'll do that. Just as soon as the food comes down, I'll have to be elbowed to go like, hey, they haven't got their food yet.
You're kind of failing this.
I'm not doing it to be rude. I'm doing it because
you got to hurry because you got to pay the bill before everybody else gets done eating so you can get the heck out of there. That's
now we're talking.
Monopolizing the conversation.
Nope, not me.
Bringing up controversial subjects or making off-color jokes.
Not me.
Okay. Well, that's from an etiquette expert. Don't do any of that stuff.
I got a 60. So it didn't pass, but
you failed.
Yeah, it could be better. Go ahead.
So it's graduation time, and Taste of Country put together a list of the most played country songs for the year that you graduated. So I pulled ours.
Okay.
Like, Bobby, you graduated in 1998, and your song is Tim McGraw, Just to See You Smile. Just to
see you smile. Doesn't really fit the theme, but I like the song. Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the most played song of that year. Okay. It's not about graduation.
Got it.
Lunchbox and I both are 99, so we have Amazed, Lone Star.
Don't know how you do what you do. Eddie's is Hank Williams Sr., I'm So Lonely I Could Cry from 1941. Here you go. No?
So rude. So rude.
But listen, Taste of Country, they didn't like just go easy on this. They did go back to 1946.
They did.
So if you're like 94, your song's up there. If you're listening right now, you can go look that
good
up.
For them.
But Eddie's is 1997, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, It's Your Love. It's your
love. Tim dominating then.
What about Morgan? Is like Buy Dirt or something?
Hers is from 2012. Josh Turner, Time is Love. Time is love.
All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Edward Davis owns Faded Barbershop in Minneapolis, Minnesota. When South High School, they came up and said, hey, can you help us out with prom coming up? Anything you can do for our students? He's like, yeah, anybody going to prom, come to here, and you get a free haircut.
Oh, wow.
He's like, look, I want everybody to be able to look their best for prom. It's an expense that they don't need to face, and I'll do it for free.
What if you were driving by that place today, and they were like, anybody going to prom gets a free haircut? You're driving by today. You're 41.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm shaved, I look probably about 17.
You don't, but okay.
I'm going in. I'm trying it. Because here's the cool thing. The very next weekend after he did this, all high school students, come on in, free haircut.
Oh, wow.
Not just that high school.
That's pretty good.
I had no word if the prom king or queen went to his barbershop.
Here we go.
I'm just saying because I was prom king.
There we go. I knew we were going to get there. I was like, really trying to find a way to transition to that. Go ahead.
I was prom king back in 1999, Anderson High School, and I wonder if he cut the prom king's hair.
You still have your crown.
Still got my crown.
Is it falling apart at all?
A little bit. The little bit of the foam on the inside is coming off, but I think I could re-glue it.
You know what they do is they have experts come in to like sometimes not even paint, but make sure the Mona Lisa is still perfect. Or sometimes to reassemble art.
Oh, I wonder if there's a prom king
you can have
hat
someone
expert
come
that
in
could
and
do
refurbisher.
That would be great. They could maybe do it up, put some diamonds in it. Now it's
you actually want to improve it.
Oh.
I mean, isn't that what people do with their engagement rings?
They upgrade?
But that's an engagement ring. And that's a diamond.
Same thing.
But I mean, what would you do with a prom king with diamonds in it? All right, a crown.
Wear it places.
You wouldn't wear it, though. Wouldn't.
Every once in a while, big occasions.
So to celebrate something, you would wear your prom crown.
Yeah, and everybody's like, hey, what's that? Oh, man, prom king hat. You just got to have it upgraded. Got some diamonds now, fresh diamonds.
A listener asked me the other day if he really was prom king or if this was just shtick.
What did you say?
Shtick.
Mm-hmm. Try again.
Shtick.
Better, yeah. Just say it quick.
Okay. Well, I don't want to say it quick. And I was like, no, he really was. Yeah. Like, he really was prom king.
We think it was shtick for his classmates to vote him prom king.
Right.
But Lunchbox, what's the name of the barber again? We're getting lost here.
Hold on. It is called Faded Barbershop in Minneapolis, and the owner is Edward Davis.
All right, Davis, shout out. That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.